In his latest update to the Human Rights Council, the head of the Commission of Inquiry on the Syrian conflict, Paolo Pinheiro, spoke once again of the unspeakable toll on civilians. The so-called de-escalation zones agreement, which is guaranteed by Russia, Turkey and Iran, had resulted in a discernible reduction in violence in Idlib and western Aleppo. This initiative, along with the UN-led peace talks, were a step in the right direction, Mr. Pinheiro said. But ordinary Syrians continue to be the target of most warring parties, he told member states in Geneva, particularly in Homs, Damascus and southern Daraa, where hostilities have been unabated.
Whether it be the unrestrained use of airstrikes against residential neighborhoods, attacks against doctors and hospitals, or the use of suicide bombers that deliberately target civilians, fighting remains brutal in purpose and reprehensible in method.
At the Human Rights Council, the investigator also noted that Syrian opposition forces were continuing their assault on Raqqa City, the ISIL stronghold. Success against the terrorist group could lead to the liberation of civilians trapped in the city, including Yazidi women and girls, 3 years after they were captured in neighbouring Iraq to be sold as sex slaves to ISIL fighters. ISIL's abuse of the Yazidi people is nothing less than an ongoing and unaddressed genocide, Paolo Pinheiro told member states. Grave as this charge is, though, he insisted that the fight to retake terrorist strongholds should not be at the expense of the mounting number of civilians killed in airstrikes, a reference to the aerial attacks that had preceded the opposition forces' advance on Raqqa, and which Paolo Pinheiro said had caused a staggering loss of life. Elsewhere in what remains of Syria's cities and towns, some 600,000 people are under siege. They've been denied humanitarian aid for prolonged periods, and this has led to severe shortages of food and stunted children whose health will be affected for life, Mr. Pinheiro said. The only way to end this suffering is to end the war, he appealed to parties involved in the conflict and to member states who could influence those fighting.
Time and time again, warring parties and influential states have failed to capitalize on the opportunities presented by respites from hostilities. And time and again, Syrian men, women and children paid the price for the continuation of the war. Warring parties must not let yet another opportunity pass by. The parties must press to ensure that any de-escalation in hostilities is accompanied by renewed efforts to access communities in need, to strengthen the human rights protections for all people across Syria, and to generate meaningful momentum for peace.
In reaction to the Syria inquiry update at the Human Rights Council, Syria's ambassador to the UN in Geneva, Hussam Idin Allah, said that it risked disrupting reconciliation efforts just before the resumption of the Geneva talks without providing further details. The Russian Federation spokesperson, senior counsellor Alexei Golchev, criticised what he called the flawed, politicised and biased nature of the Syria probe. Paolo Pinheiro denied the charge. He insisted that his report had been compiled after talking to all parties to the conflict, all except the Syrian government, which had refused to cooperate with the Human Rights Council appointed team. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.